Blog Talk Radio.
Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. 516-531-9483 is your number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comment or give your opinion of today's show, just press the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, if you're at work or whatever, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Now, today's show has been sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have corporate taxes, corporate accounting, personal taxes, personal accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770 732 844. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. So again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now, those of you out there who are thinking about selling your house or buying a house, or you know someone that's thinking of selling their house, or know someone that's thinking of buying a house, please put them in contact with me, or you get in contact with me so that we can link up, because I'm also a realtor, and actually you can go to my website. You can visit frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Go there, go to my website. You can contact me through the site, or you can just contact me directly if you already have my personal information. There's a big referral money in it for you guys if you just put me in touch. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Go there and take a look at it. If you're looking for a property or you're wanting to sell or whatever, just let me know. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome to the show. Now, before I get into the show, I just wanted to say something real quick. We're having record, there are record turnouts for early voting. All right. Now, with the record turnouts for early voting, do you think that that means that it's not going to be as many people in line for regular voting on November 3rd? You think that's going to be the deal, or do you think that it's still going to be the same, or is it going to be just about the same? See, my thinking is that because there's been so many people in line for early voting, that I'm going to kind of wait until the last few days of early voting to go to my voting place and see if I can get in there, right? See if the line is around the building or not, right? So I believe that because the line is around the building now, that those last few days of early voting is going to be people who are trickling in at the end. That's my thinking, right? That's my thinking. I got it. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Now, today's show is entitled "Working with Kids Today. How scary is it to experience? How scary is it to experience working with kids today?" And the reason that I wanted to bring this, that I wanted to talk about this, is because I'm in a supervisory position at work. So, and I have a hold of the new employees, very new employees. First time working. Some of them, just got out of high school. And these are temporaries, okay? Temporaries that want to get on with the company. All right, listen now. Temporaries that want to get on with the company. And these are kids. Some of them 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. They're kids to me. All right. And one of my managers said, "Frank, you can't call them kids." I said, "Well, hey, 19, at 19 years old, you're still a teenager. That's a kid." Okay. And then they're all addicted to their cell phones. I think we all are to a certain degree. But if I know that I can't use my cell phone at work, while I'm working, I'm not going to try to use my cell phone at work while I'm working. Right, but these kids don't—they don't give a damn about that. They're gonna continue to try to use their cell phones while they're working at work. Continue to do it. Try to hide and do it because you know that you're not supposed to be doing it. That's why you're trying to hide and do it, because you know you're not supposed to be doing it. So don't do it. Okay? And that's an easy way to lose your job, by breaking the rules. And some of you young kids out there who are listening to the show, because you guys, some of you guys aren't in school now, but believe me, the rules are the rules. No matter where you work, there are rules. And as you go, you may learn more and more rules, but you have to obey the rules. And when the rules say no cell phones in the workplace while you're working, that means no cell phones in the workplace while you're working. Come on, man. Y'all figure this out. And I know that a lot of you guys aren't, weren't raised like I was raised. Of course not. But a lot of this is fall back to the parents, to your parents, who didn't teach you respect and accountability. Because the respect and accountability would mean, respect would mean that someone tell you you can't have your cell phone. Respect means that you don't bring your cell phone on the job in your work area. That's what they want. That's what they ask you not to do. Okay. Now, when you do it anyway, that's disrespectful to the person that got you into this job. That's disrespectful to the person that brought you into this job. It's disrespectful. And they're not going to tolerate it. Okay. And then, you know, what I say, when I say it means it goes fall back to your parents, is your parents didn't teach you respect. Didn't teach you respect. If you're not going to respect your parents, you're not going to respect your other people. If your parents didn't teach you respect, then you're not going to have any respect. Okay, if your parents didn't teach you respect, you're not going to have any respect. Okay? And so, you know, working in there with kids, you know, you had to continually tell them stuff. The same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. I can't continue to do that. You know, I know people get tired of people telling them the same thing. You keep saying that. Well, I keep saying that because you keep doing that. It's the dumbest thing I ever did. I mean, I can't understand how someone would tell you to keep your hat on, but then the next few minutes when they see you, your hat's off. Keep your safety glasses on, but the next time they see you, your safety glasses are sitting on the top of your head. Don't understand it. I really don't. It's a sign of disrespect. Now, you also have these masks that we have to wear now. The masks that we have to wear now. And the mask, we have to wear a certain way. If you wear a mask in your workplace, okay, if you can't be 6 feet apart and you have to wear a mask in the workplace, let your mask cover your face, your mouth and your nose. That's where the sickness is gonna come into. It's going to come into your body through your nose or your mouth. Okay? That's the way that the sickness is going to come into your body. And that's why we're wearing the mask. Right? Because you don't want to get someone else's sickness. Don't want it. Right? So you know, don't mess with the, you know, use your mask the right way. All right? Use your mask the right way. Use your mask the right way by putting it over your face, your mouth, and your nose. That's what they're asking. That's what was required of you. Do that. Do that. If they ask you to do that, to put your face, your mouth, your mask over your mouth and your nose, keep your mask over your mouth and your nose until you're eating or whatever. It won't break. But I continually see kids with their masks down around their neck, not over their mouth and their nose. And the reason for that is you may have the virus and you don't know it because you're asymptomatic. What's asymptomatic? Asymptomatic is you're not showing any symptoms. You have the virus, but you're not showing any symptoms of the virus. It's not affecting you, but you have it. So you're carrying it, and you can give it to someone else. But if you're wearing your mask over your nose and your mouth, especially when you're at work, then it's hard. The chances of you infecting someone else go way, way, way down. So you may think you're okay because you're not feeling bad, you're not achy and fever and all this stuff, but you can still be a carrier of the COVID-19. And you could still be bringing it into your workplace and spreading it, especially if you're not wearing your mask properly. Okay? And so my frustration with working with kids today is simply that, no respect. Okay? It's as simple as that. No respect. Because and because of that, my job is tougher because the kids today are disrespectful to the rules of the workplace, and disrespectful to other people. And all I call it is home training. If you got a kid that's in jail right now. Let's go back and look at this. If a kid's in jail right now, like my mom used to always say, you know, if somebody's in jail right now and in line for maybe to be executed one day, she said you can go back and look from the high chair to the electric chair, and you look in between right there, you'll see how they screwed up. And it starts at the high chair. These kids today, aren't being raised properly. And again, I can't say that, kids are being raised the way we were being raised back in the day, because that's not true. Because you got kids having kids today. And if the parents had not taught the kids, parents hadn't taught the kids how to deal with other people, then when they get in to the workplace and don't understand the workplace, don't understand following rules and things like that, they're gonna be dreadful to work with, to deal with. Okay, now we got, like, again, we got 18, 19-year-old kids coming into the workplace wanting to work, okay? Well, I wouldn't say wanting to work, but they want to work because they want to get paid. But they don't want to do what it takes to get paid. Man, if you're going to make $100 an hour, there are going to be some rules in there that you're going to have to follow within that company to make that money. There's going to be some rules. And if you don't follow those rules, then you're going to be out the door. And I tell these some of these kids this every day. These are the rules. You have to follow the rules. They're not my rules. They are the company's rules. Follow the rules, man. Because if you don't, they're gonna ship you out. And, you know, again, like I say, I seem to get these kids that are just now coming into the company that are brand new to the company. And I guess they bring them in to me because they want me to teach them the rules and help them have the discipline that's needed to make it in the company. And so I have to be the evaluator of that stuff. So if you're going to come in and screw up just off the respect part and following the rules, it don't matter if you know the job or not. You're probably not going to make it. Okay? And again, I blame the mom and the dad. Because if you were taught respect at home, to respect your mom and dad at home, and to respect your elders, respect other people, then you wouldn't have these problems. You know, people always used to say that, you know, it's not the job. It's your attitude towards the job. You know, that's not your job. If you can think about it this way, and I tell them this all the time as well. If you think about it this way, this is not your job. You don't own that job. You're just in that spot until you let it go. Okay? Because they can bring someone else in and fill your job and do your job. And you can go home. And so this is not your job. But it's your job if you want to keep it, if you want to follow the rules, come to work every day. That's a big part of it, too, is coming to work every day. And these kids come to work, they got a sour attitude. Oh, I don't want to be at work today. When do you want to be at work? Oh, they don't want to be here. Well, why are you here? Go home. Go home and sit on the mom and dad. But you can't do that because obviously they done told you, you got to get your ass out of here and get you a job. I ask them, why aren't they in school? I just want to take a little time off. Man, nah. Don't take no time off from school. Because when you do and you start making money, you know, that's going to get good to you. And then you're going to forget about school. So you can't do that as well. You can't come in here and say, oh, I want to take a few years off before I go to school. Man, a few years off means you could have been a few years in and had you a few years in school. Now you got to only have a couple of years left before you get out. Man, come on, man. And parents out there, come, man, continue to teach your kids to go for it. Be there for them. Of course, be there for them. But, man, teach them respect and how to make it in the workplace. You know how to make it in the workplace. Teach them how to make it in the workplace. Teach them to be respectful of the job. Be respectful of people in the job. Man, these kids are awful. Some of them are, not all of them, but some of them are awful. And they think they're privileged. They think that you know, they're supposed to have this job. This is their job. They're supposed to have this job. But they don't want to work. And they want to hang on their cell phones all the time. When I tell them all the time, you can't have your cell phone, you know, in your work area. You can't. That's a rule. Okay? You can have it in your pocket, but you can't have it out you can't have it out and be texting somebody. Can't do that. But all the time, I catch them with their phones out trying to text somebody. Then when they see me, they go to bumbling trying to put it up. Come on, man. I know all the tricks. It's the way it is. But if you can't leave that cell phone alone, and I know you, now I know you, all these young folks addicted to these phones. Some of the older people are addicted to the phones as well. Some of the older ones are addicted to the phones as well. But man, y'all got to understand that you can't have your phones out at work and texting. Oh, now my mama texted me. She got you know, she got to get in touch with me. Come on, man. Your mama know you at work. Your mama know that when she was at work, she didn't get phone calls and stuff at work. Man, these cell phones are killing us. Why you think people don't want you to texting and on your cell phone when you're driving? Need to be hands free. Cause they're a distraction. And these kids think that they're privileged. They supposed to do this. They supposed to have their phones. You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy, man. They tell you can't wear these, you know, like these, what you call them? These like flip-flops or these, I don't know what you call them. I mean, I wear them all the time at home. Just, I don't know what you call them. You know, I call flip-flops is what we had back in the day when we had our, you know, we had the little thing, you had your toes between, and, you know, they had a little thing that you stuck your big toe right next to and it stuck between your toes. Those are flip-flops, you know, rubber soles and little rubber straps. Those were flip-flops. I don't call these flip-flops. I don't know what to call them. But anyway, these kids come in wearing these, and they tell you got to wear closed-toe shoes into the facility. But they come in with these shoes all the time, the same shoes on. But the problem is that, you know, no one enforces those rules, so they continue to do it. So not only are they continuing to break the rules, but we're not enforcing the rules. So if you're like me and you're supervising a few of these kids, man, enforce those rules. Make them do right. I got to make them do right. But these kids, man, teach your kids how to make it in the workforce. Okay? Because they're getting into decent jobs. You know, they're able to get into these decent jobs. But if they don't do right, they're not going to hang on long. All right? So, you know, again, it's scary. The experience of working with kids is scary because of the way they think, the way they act. I mean, all that is really scary to know that this is what's coming behind you. This was coming behind us. These kids are what's coming in to work and pushing us out of work, pushing us into retirement. They coming into the work, pushing us out into retirement. And this is what's going to be left to keep this company or whatever moving ahead. Man, that's scary. You know? But, hey, that's the way it is. And we're tasked and challenged with helping these kids to make it, helping them to be good people. That's all I say it is. I'm not helping you to be a good employee for this company. I'm helping you to be a good person, to start to understand what you need to do when you are in the workplace. Because you probably won't have this job forever. But at least you'll be able to go into another job and you'll be able to carry some of this experience into another job where you know, hey, I remember Frank and he taught me how to, you know, I need to respect these people that I'm working with. And you have to. You have to respect the people you're working with within that company. You have to do that. And guys, again, you know, the kids that are listening to the show right now, you know, try to understand that, you know, you're not being pushed around at work. They're just trying to teach you how to do it and teach you how to do it right. You know the job, okay? But you got to understand following the rules of the job, okay? That's what it's about. That's what works. That's what works. That's what it's about. All right. And the parents out there, hey, I don't know what to tell you. You bring your kids up the way you want to bring your kids up, but you have to teach your kids respect. You have to teach your kids respect, because if you don't, they're going to go out there and be disrespectful, and somebody's going to make them, not teach them, but make them be respectful. And that's what you don't want. You don't want your kids to be made to be respectful. Teach them to be respectful, and then they won't have to be made to be respectful. Hey, when we were growing up, Mama, you know, if my mom was in a conversation with a few more adults in the room, I could not be in that room. Hey, get out, go in the other room. Don't you see me talking to these folks? And I'm gone. Pew. Okay. But these parents today, they'll sit there in a room with other adults, curse, spit, everything, anything around their kids. Smoke weed, do drugs, anything. They'll do anything around their kids and the other adults in the room. So there's no respect. There's no zero respect level right there. And that's got to stop somehow, some way. All right. Again, guys, hey, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. That would, you know, that was a part right there that just something that I wanted to express. And I know a lot of you guys are out there working with these young kids, and I am too. And, you know, I'm learning how to deal with it. Hopefully you are. And maybe I said something that may help you, you know, deal with the crowd that you have, okay? But if you have something that'll help me, please discuss it. But you know, I'm dealing. I think I'm doing well. At least I've been told I'm doing well. So I'm gonna continue to do what I do and keep these guys moving and hopefully moving into the company. But you know, some of them, I'm afraid to say, they're not going to make it. Not in my eyes. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Hey, take care of yourselves. Hopefully I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you guys. Take care, guys. Come on.
safe that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb is MV. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp beat. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me in waxy diamonds shining. Looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel it.